MXT is a technology which enables server memory to store twice as much data and instructions as could previously be stored in the same number of DRAM chips. Memory is becoming the most costly components of servers, and this effectively saves about a third of the cost of typical server installations. Memory technology is, in fact, the most slowly improving technology of the computer industry right now. And what MXT technology does is place memory technology on the same improvement curves that we see with processors and with disk storage. We effectively double the rate of improvement of memory storage efficiency. This is an indication of the memory usage in this system currently. Windows 2K is reporting that roughly 400 megabytes of memory is in use. If you examine the hardware registers in the machine, as indicated by this black bar, there is slightly over 200 megabytes of DRAM to support the 412 megabytes of memory in use. If we start an application, and in this case, a Photoshop application which will load images into memory, we see the memory usage is rising. At the same time, the amount of actual physical DRAM that is in use is increasing, roughly in a 2-to-1 ratio here. There is only 512 megabytes of DRAM installed in this machine, yet you see Photoshop using approaching 800 megabytes of memory. When we finish, Photoshop will be using about 800 megabytes of memory, and we require only slightly over 412 megabytes of memory is actually being used, or 412 megabytes of DRAM. This is the heart of the prototype MXT server that we have been developing. It has a single chip memory controller, which is this chip. All of the decompression and compression circuitry is a fraction of this chip. The other major components of this server are 512 megabytes of memory, which is installed in this server, and two Pentium 3 processors. The remarkable thing about MXT is that it's able to conserve memory in a fashion that's completely transparent to the software or to the operating system.
The future is wide open. MXT is somewhat just the start. With MXT and with other technologies we can apply to the memory subsystems, the interconnects to the storage subsystems, the network processors, all combined, we think we can start to move these systems forward in performance and capacity in the things that it can do for the end user.